Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to deliver some wheat news, some news about weed control, along with all the happenings coming from around the county. But first, with the completion of the 4-H Fair this past week, I would like to congratulate all the 4-H members and their families on a very successful county fair. Did you know that 4-H'ers are 4 times more likely to give back to their community, 2 times more likely to make healthier choices, and 2 times more likely to participate in STEM activities? Again, congratulations to all the 4-H'ers and the sponsors that helped with the premium auction. In my farming news for our wheat farmers, wheat variety selection is one of the most difficult decisions that growers can make to ensure success on their farm. Now is the time when wheat producers across Kansas and McPherson County are viewing yield data and making decisions about the varieties that they will plant this fall. Although yield is always the top priority, disease and insect resistance, along with appropriate agronomy traits, can buffer against crop losses. In addition, genetic resistance to disease and insect pests can be the most effective, economic, and environmentally sound method for control. The new K-State Wheat Variety Guide 2023, formerly called the Wheat Variety Disease and Insect Ratings Book from K-State Research and Extension, has now been released for the year. Agronomic characteristics, disease, and pest-resistant information are all included in this book, as well as profiles that highlight some more common and new varieties from the state of Kansas. Stop by and get your new book that's called the Kansas Wheat Variety Guidebook of 2023. Please add August 21st to your calendars for the Pre-Plant Wheat School, which will be at the First United Methodist Church, 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. More details to follow. Also, the Flickner Innovation Farm will host a field day on August 10th to highlight current work by local producers, national and state industry members, and K-State University researchers to effectively manage weeds through technology and precision ag management strategies. This event will take place at different venues around the Mound Ridge area and will feature technology demonstrations and experts speaking on soil health, cover crops, weed suppression, and weed management. The program begins August 10th at 8:30 and ends at 2. The event is free and lunch will be provided. For more information, including registration, you can call us at the office. Participants will be able to observe such systems as the John Deere See and Spray Ultimate. In addition to these technologies, Flickner's will have 2 Kansas-based companies that will be on hand to exhibit their products. Greenfield Robotics will demonstrate the use of their WeedBot system, and Rose Shaver will have their product on site. Weeds use valuable resources that crops need to thrive. Climate and chemical residue and other factors can lead to problems for farmers who try to manage the problem. Weed management is an ongoing challenge that requires a range of tactics to support traditional broadcast herbicide applications. The Flickner Field Day will give farmers the opportunity to learn about many strategies to help with their weed management. In our community news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open on Saturday from 8 to 11 at the Mound Ridge Historical Museum, located at 406 West Cole in Mound Ridge. They will also be open on Tuesdays from 5 to 7 at the same location. You can contact them through Facebook or come out to the market to see what they have to offer. The McPherson County Farmers Market will also be open each and every Saturday through October on the campus of the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson in the Blue Round Top Building. The market is made up of gardeners, bakers, artists, florists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion for bringing fresh produce and homemade items to the public. The McPherson County Farmers Market hours are 8 till noon this Saturday. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached in the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.